Ecce.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Reverend Fathers, dear faithful and children, Ecce. Ecce is an excellent vocabulary word for all of us Catholics. It's Latin, of course, the language of the Mass and of prayer and of the Church. And it is a prayer which we hear over and over again, 9 times I count, in today's special Mass for the Annunciation. If you listen to the Mass, you'll hear it. And of course, what better way to imitate our Blessed Mother, whose special feast day this is? In England, they used to call today Lady Day, meaning Our Blessed Lady's Day of all days of the year. What better way to imitate her than to listen to what God has to say in Holy Mass? Ecce. We hear it 3 times, just sung just now by the deacon in the Gospel. Oh, Ecce, of course, is Latin, and it's Latin for look. It's an exclamation. Look, behold, or here it is. It's a way of drawing your attention to something important, because our minds wander and we tend to look around and we're wondering what's for lunch and what's going to happen for the rest of the day. We need someone to say, an angel maybe, or Mother Church, Ecce, look. It's a way to make you, for a moment — that's all our attention spans good anymore — a moment to pay attention to something important. Like God sending not a mere messenger, not a man, not a prophet, or even a saint, but God sends an angel down from heaven, and not any angel. He's an archangel, one of the 7 who stand before the throne of God, always adoring him. And he is the archangel whose name means the power of God. He sends an archangel today with his message to Mary about the coming of the Messiah. The Messiah is the one who will save us from our sins. Gabriel. You might say, his place there at Nazareth at midnight — that's probably when he came — with the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is praying quietly and reading the sacred scriptures, is like a big glowing exclamation point on the page of the Gospel in your missal. So listen to the Ecce 3 times, I mentioned, in the Gospel. 2 from Gabriel, 1 from Our Blessed Lady. To Our Lady, the archangel says, Ecce concipies in utero parius filium. Behold, thou shalt conceive and bear in thy womb a son. And then later on, to give Our Blessed Mother and us who need it a sign of God's additional power, he says, Ecce, look, Elizabeth, cognata tua dipsa concepit filium in senectu te sua. And look, your cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a child, and that in her old age. What a miracle that was. That's going to be John the Baptist. And then finally, at the very end of the Gospel, remember what the saints used to call today's Gospel? It was their favorite. It's called the Golden gospel, and they love to read it or hear it sung at Holy Mass and think about it and pray over it. And finally, our Blessed Lady says at the very end, as we repeat in the Angelus every day, Ecce ancilla Domini. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. Now, Our Lady says, behold, not the way Gabriel did. Gabriel said it with great power, look, pay attention. But our Blessed Mother says it softly, very humbly. Why? Because she's nobody to draw attention to herself. Our Lady is the most humble of all. Ecce. This beautiful phrase we're meant to say ourselves, behold, three times every day, morning, noon, and night with our Angelus, aren't we? Behold. This same word, ecce, is used twice by our Lord during his seven last words on the cross on Good Friday between 12 and 3. First of all, our Lord turns to Our Lady and he says, Mulier, woman, ecce filius tuus, behold, there is thy son, meaning Saint John, who is going to take care of the Blessed Mother from now on since our Lord was dying. And then he turns to St. John, and he says simply, without any title, he says, Ecce, look, Mater Tua, behold thy mother. No wonder, then, that at every Mass, six times you hear, Ecce, look, behold. Using the words of John the Baptist, we hear, Ecce Agnus Dei. The servers are ringing the bells with all their might and main. Ecce Agnus Dei, ecce qui tollit peccata mundi. And then, Domine non sum dignus. They say that when St. John used to say Mass for our Blessed Mother and give her Holy Communion after our Lord's ascension into heaven and Pentecost Sunday came, that he wouldn't say at communion time, Ecce Agnus Dei, behold the Lamb of God, but rather he would repeat by heart with great reverence and very tender love and devotion, he would say, Mater Ecce Filius Tuus, Mother, behold thy Son. And what a comfort it was for Mary to go to Mass each day and to receive her Son and our Lord in Holy Communion. Mother, behold thy Son. When we see our Lord held up in the priests between his thumb and his forefinger, they're called his canonical fingers, with which alone he touches the sacred host. When we see our Lord held up that way, or after Mass, exposed in the golden monstrance, for adoration, we too should say, Ecce Mater, O Mother, behold thy Son. It would make the Blessed Mother very happy for her to hear these words from us. She loves to be reminded of this wonderful truth. Jesus Christ is her dear Son. And to add, repeating the words of Our Lady, another ecce, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. That means I am the Lord's servant. But when we say it before communion, we could use an ecce, we could use an angelic exclamation point to make us stop and remember to have this idea at least to say, Lord, here I am. I'm going to receive you in Holy Communion in just a minute. Here I am, sort of, I'm looking all over the place, cold, and I'm distracted. And most of the time, I don't really want to do your will. And I don't even remember to pray to do your will, saying in Our Father. And oftentimes, as a servant, I'm pretty rebellious, disloyal, lazy even. But ecce Angela Domini. Look at Mary. What a perfect servant for thee is she. Look at her. Look at our Blessed Mother. Please don't look at me and my sins. She's my mother. She corrals me and takes me up to the communion rail. Look at Mary. Don't look at me. And let me be a little bit more like she, as she is, as Our Lady is, to be humble and reverent and devout. And then Our Lady says, okay, my son, my child, now come with me then to communion and say with me, Jesus, Jesus, come to me. Dear children, let us be, at least this Lent, true servants of Jesus in the sacred host of God in the Blessed Sacrament, as Mary was. And if we are servants, what does that mean? We're no longer plotting and planning 24/7 to do our will anymore. We realize, I have to imitate our Blessed Mother. I should be more of a servant for God as was she. After all, Almighty God made me to serve Him and not the other way around, as superstitious and wicked people do. No, no. As He made the angels. And here God is. He's in the tabernacle. Soon He will be in me in Holy Communion. And after Mass, adored in the monstrance. And angels, we know the truth, in their thousands are crowding around, tens of thousands, this altar, to adore Him. But there are so few people. That's why you and I have to be extra good today. We have to be really on our good behavior. We have to try to really be concentrated and really forget about ourselves for a little bit and really try to love and to adore. People do need an ecce from time to time in life, a big exclamation point, like a bright, shining angel to stop us in our tracks, make us look and pay attention, to adore, to love, and to implore with Mary Immaculate. Adoration, what is it? Remember, children, to adore God is to acknowledge. That's a big word for saying, yes, I realize and I believe that God is God. He made all things. He's the supreme being. I didn't make Him. I didn't make Him up. He made me, and I must serve Him. That's the reason I'm here on earth. To remember these things is the theme of our Lent. And if only we could present with Mary our adoration every time we go to Mass, every day of the week, Monday through Friday, every time we pop our heads in and make a little genuflection and say a short prayer as we pass those doors, little visits of adoration, and at every Holy Communion. When our Lord comes to us, as once on this day He came to our Blessed Lady at the Annunciation. But why did our Lord come to Mary today? He came to grow within her as a little baby, growing big enough to be born so that He could leave her, her Immaculate Heart, as babies do, after 9 months. He comes to us to make us grow, because when it comes to serving God, we're just babies, aren't we? We're very childish and self-centered and tend to make a mess. But our Lord loves us nonetheless, and He wants us to grow and to grow up. And He wants never to leave us unless we make Him leave us. How do you do that? By committing a mortal sin. Our Lord would stay with us. He would far rather be in your heart, in your heart, in your heart, than in the beautiful golden monstrance this afternoon, or the brass and wooden tabernacle. He wants to stay with us always, and He wants to hear from us with His mother those same words, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord." to serve Jesus in the most blessed sacrament, as Mary did. Look, behold, this is the life of a true Catholic, a real servant of Almighty God. Today, this Lent, always, my watchword, look, dear Lord, ecce Domine, I promise my watchword shall be, all for thee, Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all for thee in union with Mary, all for thee in imitation of Saint Joseph. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, God bless you. Amen.